Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy. Lots going on, as always, my friend, and it's this time it's on field. All the teams have been named. And interestingly, Dylan Knapp has been named for the Doggies.
Yeah, look, Dylan Knapp has been named. Jack DeBellin is not named, which is another interesting one. But Dylan Knapp, let's start with him, who played this weekend for the Bulldogs. He's like everyone else. He's waiting to learn his fate. I don't think we'll have anything on Dylan Knapp until after that commission meeting next week. I still think Dylan Knapp, I thought he might get suspended. I'm now thinking that maybe he'll just get a fine. And DeBellin's a really interesting one today, isn't he? I think we all thought he'd be picked, but from what the club's saying, he went home yesterday with a virus from training. He was really ill. He was quite ill. And they haven't picked him today based on that, based on the fact he won't be fit for the weekend because he's struggling with a virus. So it saved the Dragons from a pretty prickly situation, I think. And no one could blame Jack DeBellin for being sick given what's gone on the past few weeks.
Well, Jack DeBellin, just the background there, he has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of aggravated sexual assault in company. Because of the not guilty plea, the NRL has said he is clear to play. The Dragons are following the same line. There's obviously growing pressure.
It's not a divided opinion.
Very much so. And yes. Just on that, we'll get to Dylan Walker in a moment because he's the other name we need to talk about, Reedy. We're starting to see more NRL players start to speak out and express their opinions on it. We know Robbie Farah had his say, mentioning that he was embarrassed at times to refer to himself as an NRL player. James Maloney has spoken out. He's heavily involved with the Players Association.
And this is one of the issues the NRL's got if they are to change their current policy. They will face opposition from the Players Association and a lot of players. The RLPA numerous times has said Jack DeBellin deserves a presumption of innocence and should be allowed to keep playing. So that's a big hurdle for the NRL. If they change their stance next week, obviously that meeting, I think it's Thursday, the commission, the clubs, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes right now looking at other codes and whether they can change the current policy that players keep playing while they're facing court charges. I'm not sure where it's going to land. I thought the NRL would maintain their current policy, but you guys said it. There's a lot of heat on the NRL at the moment to change their stance. They got some hurdles to clear before that, but it's a really difficult one for the game at the moment.
Well, what about Dylan Walker, Reedy? He is the other name we're on watch for. He's been charged with assaulting his partner. Manly haven't yet named their team for their trial against the Sharks this weekend. Will he play?
I can't tell you right now. I spoke to or made contact with Manly this afternoon. They said there was still no decision on whether Dylan Walker will play in that game. I think his court appearance is next Tuesday, I think I'm right saying. Yeah. So, you know, and I think there's an expectation there will be a decision at that court hearing potentially on his guilt or innocence. So it'll be pretty easy once that decision's made as to what happens to Dylan Walker. But there's going to be plenty of pressure on the club not to play him. So we'll see where it lands. Probably Thursday, I reckon we'll get a decision on that front.
And, Reedy, we're also hearing that maybe Robert Jennings has signed with the Tigers.
Yeah, look, he hasn't signed MG. What's happened is basically they've been given... Robert Jennings has got a deal with South, but they haven't registered and they haven't been able to because their squad's full. Basically, what's happened is the Tigers have been circling around Robert Jennings for a while. The likelihood is that he will go to the West Tigers. It's been held up to a large extent by that salary cap investigation and the findings from that investigation. The NRL has now given the West Tigers a green light to go and sign Robert Jennings. It's not done yet. I expect it will get done, but the good news for Tigers fans is the NRL said you can go and get the deal done. Now, that indicates to me that perhaps they're going to get some good news on their salary cap submissions they put in to try and get that salary cap penalty reduced. I expect that'll now be spread, maybe not over 4 years, maybe 2 years, and that'll create the room. They can go and sign Robert Jennings. They've just got to get the deal done. I don't think it'll happen. It may happen tonight. It may happen later tonight. More likely tomorrow. The Tigers will get Robert Jennings done.
Right? Well, speaking of the Bunnies there, starting 13 they've named to take on your Panthers this weekend, MG at Redfern Oval, is incredibly strong. Of course, it is John Sutton's testimonial match. So all the big names have put their hand up, said they want to play. We are going to speak to John Sutton in about 20 minutes' time. Brent Reed from the Australian, part of the Triple M NRL team. Thank you as always, Reedy.
I'll be glad when we're not talking Jack DeBellin and all these other boys, guys.
Well, this weekend, we're setting some trials this weekend. Hopefully on Monday we'll be talking about some footy.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, Brent Reed there. MG, he's right. When we can stop talking about this and start talking about the footy.
Of course. Of course it's going to be a good distraction.